Boat Radio is brought to you by BoonRidge.com, the home of adventure.
It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Tina, thank you so much. It's great to have you with us this morning as we get back on the radio with you here for an hour of boating information and fun. Well, let's see. We have Mike Kanegi talk about the upcoming boat show here at Lake of the Ozarks. We're also going to be talking boat explosions today. You know, we had one here at the lake over the Labor Day weekend. Two happened in two consecutive days down at Lake Havasu. So we're going to get with Major Tim Baumgarten. He's the state law boating administrator there in Arizona. And we're going to talk to him on our Boat U.S. guest line, talk some fueling procedures. We also have on the show today Captain Dave Anderson. He's with Towboat U.S., the lake tow folks here at Lake of the Ozarks, to talk about their towing and what they do to help boaters in the lake area. We also are finishing up a new video, and we did an installation recently of what's called smart plugs. These are the new shoreline power cords that snap in instead of twist in. So what I'm saying is a snap is better than a twist. And we're going to be, in next week, I think, or the week after, we're going to be talking with one of the representatives from Smart Plug to get some information about the company and about what these plugs are do and why they've redesigned this to make them more safe. If you've ever seen your boat burned, or if you've seen some of your plugs burned or charred in any way, maybe the Smart Plug is a way to avoid that problem. We also, of course, want to send out our thoughts and prayers to those still surviving the mess from Harvey and those that are enduring Irma as we go through our program this morning. Today is also Poker Run Day at Lake of the Ozarks, thanks to Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine. And all started just a few minutes ago with registration open at Captain Ron's. Still time, of course, for you to get involved. Get on your boat and get over to Captain Ron's. Get registered. It's $100 for your boat, $25 for your first hand. You get a hand with that, but then your next hand for your first mate or your partner is going to be another $25. And then you make five stops, Paradise. We're going to be going to the Fishing Company, also up to Bulldogs, then over to Naughty Fish and Bear Bottoms. Any order, you can go to all five locations, draw, get your card stamped or get your armband, stamped or whatever. And then you come back to Captain Ron's in the afternoon. They're going to give away, somebody's going to win a low pontoon boat, brand new one, with a 60-horse Mercury four-stroke and a trailer as the grand prize for the poker run. It's not a race, so just take your time, have some fun, go around. There's no special order that you have to go by. Just check in there at Captain Ron's before 5 o'clock with your stamped hand or your bracelet, whatever it is they're going to be using on that. And we may see you out there on the course. We're going to be running as well today a little bit later. Coming up in the weeks ahead, we're going to be talking about the Lake St. Louis Ski Show. Many of you saw that during the shootout. Tim Kneser is going to be joining us. He's their spokesperson. And then we're also going to be talking next week, I think, with Joanne Clark from Hydro Hoist. Talk a little bit more about the boat show that's coming up at Captain Ron's. Speaking of, Captain Ron's is the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. They've had a great summer, but it's not over yet. I mean, we got the poker run today. We have all kinds of stuff coming up. We've got, got Bike Fest coming up 14th through 17th. We have the Kids Fishing Derby coming up on Sunday the 17th. We've got International Talk Like a Pirate Day on September 19th over there. And, of course, then the Marine Dealers Fall Boat Show and Clearance Sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 22nd through the 24th. Mike Kanegi standing by. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. But Captain Ron's, hey, tonight they've got JC and the King of Funk, 8 to midnight at Captain Ron's for your entertainment. Great food, great fun, good place, home of the shootout. And you'll find them at the 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach, or on the web at CaptainRon's@thelake.com.
Dock your boat at Captain Ron's and come on in for a great meal. This is Nicole, and we're the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Thanks for listening this morning.
Well, Lake of the Ozarks shootout is over, but we still have more activities in the way of boat shows and events, poker runs, and things like that around Lake of the Ozarks. Mike Kanegi, the executive director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, sitting alongside. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
We're doing great. We do have the shootout behind us, but now we're sort of focused ahead on that in-water boat show in September. So we're going to be back at Captain Ron's before you know it.
That's it. We're going back over there. It's kind of our year-ending clearance style boat show. There'll be new boats there also, but you know they're ready to make some deals. We fill up three of Ron's docks there, and actually we expanded last year to the parking lot. We're going to do the same thing this year. Going to be a great show. Come on out and make that deal on a boat that you just have to have.
You know, the 17s have been running low in many of our retailers, and some of them still have some stock, so they're going to have those there. I've heard that there's some 2018 models floating around.
They're out there. I know I've talked to one member. He said he got one in and had it sold within 3 days. They're out there moving around, and I think you'll see some over at September show. Just because of the fantastic year that everybody's been having this year on boat sales. So a lot of people are running low, but they're ready to make that deal and get them cleaned out and go.
I was going to ask you about this year. All the reports we've been hearing are extremely positive, 3, 4, 5% increase over last year, which is pretty nice.
Pretty nice. Every member I have and been talking to just saying they're having a banner year, really appreciative of all the customers and all our visitors coming to the lake and buying those boats. And they're just having a fantastic year, Bob.
You know, I think our educational campaign that not only the marine dealers have taken up for the last couple of years, Ameren has, of course, assisted in that, the Water Safety Council, the new Captains Association, all of the efforts, I think, have been really paying off. I mean, you look what happened, at the shootout. It was very safe. We had no accidents. We had one boat that capsized, we understand, on the return. But, pretty much the year has been pretty good.
Overall, it's been good. You know, we just got to keep hammering that education, that side of it, Bob. I've always been a big proponent of education, people, common sense, be courtesy out there on the lake. You know, I'm just always ready to educate then legislate.
Absolutely. Now, okay, so the September in-water boat show at Captain Ron's, 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550, just up from the Hurricane Deck Bridge. Give me the dates and the times for the show.
Well, we'll open on Friday, September 22nd. We open at 1 p.m. and we go till 7 that night. Saturday, we're back there at 10 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. that night. And Sunday, we go at 10 a.m. and close her up at 4.
All right. Now, looking ahead to 2018, the very first show of the year, we're getting bumped back to the beginning of January, aren't we?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are. We're this way it works out every once in a while with the convention center up there. We get moved this year. And I say unfortunately, 2 years ago when it happened, we had great crowds and good sales. So, you know, it's kind of that deal. We just feel comfortable there in the latter part of January. But this year, I think we're still going to have a great show of all the interest that's going on out there. But we'll be up there on January 4th through the 7th. Of 2018, so mark your calendars early and get out there and when it's a little bit cooler than we have today or that's start looking at that 2018 boat.
As I was remembering a couple of years ago when we got bumped early in January, all the marine dealers were saying, you know what, that wasn't too bad because it really got things rolling.
It got
the blood pumping, I guess, in all of our boaters going, let's trade.
Yeah,
you know?
it did. You know, I was very hesitant of it in that, but it turned out real well. Our numbers were really good that year. You know, we have the history. I think we get it out there and we get it published and everybody get out there and come out. We will be fine. I think it'll be a great boat show.
And, of course, all of these boat shows include not only the models of boats. There's also some brokerage used, if you will, that are there as well for some of these marinas that offer that. But we also have, lots of vendors that are there as well.
Yes, our associate members, those vendors that have, everything from insurance down to bumpers for docks and boat lifts and all that in-between stuff that supports the marine industry here at the lake will be there. Some great new members coming on that you'll be able to see probably for the first time. Both at Captain Ron's and going into Overland Park, and a lot of exciting things happening on that side of the boating industry. So they're great associate members, and we appreciate them just as much as our dealers.
Well, you know, the fall is one of my most favorite times to boat on Lake of the Ozarks.
It's beautiful out there.
You know, after Labor Day, it kind of calms down just a little bit. And, you know, we've boated as far up into Thanksgiving and a little after we've put her away for the winter.
Yeah, so. It can happen. It just kind of depends upon what Mother Nature does to us. And I'd say she's happy with us, and we'll continue on through the fall.
Can't complain, Mother Nature. Give us a website for more information where people can go to get info about the shows and anything else about the marine dealers.
LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. We'll get there. Go under the Boat Show tab. It'll take you right to our independent websites are up, our Facebook pages, and so forth. And always my email and my phone number's on there if you got questions.
All right. Mike Kanegi, Executive Director, Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. As always, good seeing you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
Next up, we're talking boat explosions, engine room problems, ventilation systems. Major Tim Bobgarten from the Arizona Department of Game and Fish. He's the State Boating Law Administrator. He's up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on this Saturday morning on KRMS News Talk 1150, 97.5 and 104.9 live streaming audio. We'll be right back.
This is Carolyn Sherlock from the Boat Galley. If you're going to the Annapolis Sailboat Show, October 5th to 9th, 2017, be sure to stop by and see me in booth M5. On the show map, it'll be listed as Lynn Pardee's booth, and yep, she'll be there too, as well as several others. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to meet everybody.
When you're ready to escape, but your boat's not ship-shape, that's okay, Skipper's Review will get you on your way. Marinas, mechanics, satellites, and crews, skippersreview.com will find it for you. Friends will tell you which ones to use in just a few words with their glowing reviews. Skippersreview.com, where boaters know best and businesses pass the test.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
All right, here we go. Part number two, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Saturday morning with you, and we thank you for being here. Well, we had a boat explosion last weekend here at Lake of the Ozarks during Labor Day weekend, and fortunately, nobody was killed. But there certainly could have been some real damage done. The dock crew at Kelly's Port did what they were supposed to do, and they really took care of the situation quickly. And so things came out all right. It looks like, and it appears from what I've been reading around, that the blowers were not used to ventilate the boat. Incidentally, we were contacting Major Tim Bobgarten out in Arizona because there had been a couple of boat explosions there at Lake Havasu, and we were going to talk to him about this, and so consequently, we've got three to talk about. So we're going to join him on the Boat U.S. guest line in just a moment. You know, for 83 years, boating families just like ours and yours have been enjoying marina facilities at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. That's now Marine Max. Just got the new On Lake Time newsletter from Marine Max, which is hosted by Thad Jameson, the general manager there. But he's taking a look at a little bit of the history of that facility. Started out in 1934, Judd and Florence Gore, and then was sold to Jack and Pee Wee Rutledge. They changed the name to Port Arrowhead, and then they sold it to Cecil and Ruby Van Tool. And then eventually in December of 2005, Marine Max, the nation's largest boat retailer, acquired Port Arrowhead Marina. Today, what a great facility it is. There's in-water docking. There's storage off the water as well. Get a hold of Angie Cook if you need to look at some slip space or looking for some outside dry storage or inside dry storage as well. Great parts department and a gear center there, too, for all your boating needs. You can get a hold of Phil or Dina or Perry or Morgan. They're all down there in the service department and that ship store down there. A lot of good stuff going on at Marine Max. And, of course, they sell boats, too. You betcha. You can find them at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard in Lake Ozark, or their highway store, we call it, the Osage Beach Parkway, Business 54, right across from the Osage Beach Outlet Mall. Also go to marinemax.com. All right, let's get on the Boat U.S. guest line with Major Tim Baumgarten. He is the state boating law administrator for the state of Arizona, works under the Game and Fish Department there, and he is in Phoenix. And good morning, Tim. It's great to have you on the program.
It's a pleasure talking with you this morning, Bob.
You're with the Arizona Game and Fish Department. I guess is that the overall department that you're sort of involved in there?
Yes, we're the state agency entrusted with coordinating the recreational boating safety efforts in the state of Arizona.
How long have you been doing this down there?
Well, I just started in 1981. And so I've been doing it about 36 years.
Is that all? Okay. So you pretty well got it down then by now, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You told me in our pre-interview that you had done some work with the Missouri Highway Patrol. What did that entail?
Well, actually, back in 2010, I believe it was, there was a national effort to validate a seated battery of field sobriety tests. And the Missouri State Water Patrol stepped up, and they actually did the validation study on Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Is that something that was implemented eventually then?
Yes, and in fact, it's used across the nation, and you know, it's just countless numbers of agencies that are using it.
Most people, I don't think, you know, other than Lake Havasu, they don't think a lot about water when you talk about Phoenix or Arizona as a state. But you have several bodies of water there that you're, you know, sort of in charge of too.
Yes, you know, of course, the Colorado River is our main river course, and there's several impoundments. On the northern end, it starts with Lake Powell, which is just a huge lake, 260-some miles long. And then immediately downstream is the Grand Canyon and the recreational float trips that go through the Grand Canyon itself, the national park. And then right below the national park, the recreation area starts again with Lake Mead, Lake Mojave, and then all the way down to Yuma.
But recently, there's been two boat explosions in 2 days in a row, actually, out at Lake Havasu that brought attention to the fact that boaters need to be sure their ventilation systems are working good and that they don't have any fumes or anything like that in their hulls or in their bilge areas after they have been doing some fueling. So let's talk a little bit about, has it been sort of decided now what happened with these two explosions? Were they something separate happened on each one, or was it the same situation? Do you know?
I don't think the investigations have been completed on most of those. In one case in particular, the individual did smell fumes before the engine compartment exploded. It's not uncommon for that to happen. Normally it happens in the beginning of the season when people are just getting out. But yeah, we see it through the throughout the boating season. You know, just a little sniff test can really save a lot of property damage and possibly an injury or a serious burn.
Was anybody injured in either of the two?
Yes, they have. Some did have some flash burns, but that, you know, those can be, you know, those are easily recoverable.
All right. Well, that's good that nobody was seriously injured or you know, suffered death because of what happened. But this is serious. You know, I talk to a lot of people when we're doing our training up here and when I'm captaining boats for people and we pull in and fuel up, and it's like, why does everybody have to get off the boat? There's just some certain things that people ought to think about and know when they're getting ready to do fueling. So let's go through sort of a procedure here. Obviously, the ventilation system is something that really needs to be looked at carefully, right?
Yes, and, you know, I think it starts with actually the new boat owner, because, you know, some of the manufacturers actually tie back the ventilation hoses to get them out of the way when they install the engine. And I've seen in some cases where some new boat owners had not even knew enough about the ventilation system to observe that their two ventilation hoses had zip ties around them and they were stuffed up underneath, so they weren't even functioning properly. Clearly, a recipe for disaster.
Sure.
But the other issue that I see is that people use these dryer vent hoses, the plastic ones with the wire, the coiled wire inside the plastic. And although they may be convenient and they're cheap, they do get damaged in the heat, and there is a tremendous amount of heat in the engine compartment. And so I would recommend more of a metal-based ventilation hose. They make some very good ones, some aluminum that you can buy at any hardware store, and those will last much longer. But you want to make sure that those hoses are intact and that they are connected to, of course, the intake or the exhaust appliance on the top of the gunnel.
I know that in some of the courses that I've had over the years, they talk about, when you're getting ready to fuel up, everybody off the boat. Turn everything off. I mean, everything that could possibly be running. Close all the hatches and windows and doors to make sure that no fumes that might be outside the boat get inside. But then that smell test is really an important element to opening up the hatch and actually getting your nose down in there and smelling. But
now, I don't smell all that well, so that's why I have my first mate stick her nose down in there to make sure that we don't have any gas fumes. Hey, Tim, we got to take a little break here, and we'll join you in the next segment. Our guest is Major Tim Baumgarten. He's the boating law administrator for the state of Arizona with the Arizona Department of Game and Fish. And we're going to be back with you in just a moment because we got some more information about ventilation systems that you're going to want to hear as the show continues. The Marine Dealers Association of Lake of the Ozarks has made up over 40 Lake Area Marine Dealers representing the top lines of boats, marine accessories, docks, personnel, personal watercraft, everything else to promote fun on the water. On their website, you'll find a complete list of all the members, the dealers, and all the associate members as well. And a big invitation for you to come to the next boat show, which is the September In the Water Boat Show, starting on Friday the 22nd, running through Sunday the 24th of this month. And it's going to be over at Captain Ron's. For more information, LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com, or click the link on my website, which is BobSnowWakeZone.com.
It's a salute to the veterans at the 7th Annual Lake of the Ozarks Air Show, Saturday, September 23rd at the Camdenton Memorial Lake Regional Airport from 7:30 to 4:30. Bring your chair or blanket to this free event with numerous acts, vendors, children's activities, and plenty of food and beverage. Free shuttle from Camdenton High School. Parking at the airport is $10 per vehicle. Finish the evening with a show from Aaron Tiffin at the Ozarks Amphitheater. Visit lakeoftheozarksairshow.com for all the details.
Coming up in the last segment of our program, a little bit later, we're going to be talking with Captain Dave Anderson from Lake Tow Boat U.S. here at Lake of the Ozarks. Talk about their services and how the summer has been now that Labor Day's passed us. But next, we're going to continue our conversation with Major Tim Baumgarten from the Arizona Game and Fish Department. We're going to talk about not using automotive engine parts on a marine engine. Talk about some more ventilation issues as well. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues, thank you so much for being with us this morning on News Talk KRMS AM 1150, FMs at 97.5 and 104.9. We also have that live streaming audio for you. Be right back.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnylasscharters.com.
We held over Major Tim Baumgarten, the boating state boating law administrator for Arizona, to talk more about ventilations on your boat and boat explosions, why they happen, and things you can do to avoid them. Tim will be back on the Boat U.S. guest line with us in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about Hydrohoist Marine Group. Right here at Lake the Ozarks is Hydrohoist of the Ozarks, U.S. Highway 54 right there in Lynn Creek. Jay Clark at boatlift.com. Joanne Clark is the lady. She'll take care of you with what you might need in the way of a boat lift or a PWC lift or some of those dock protection packages that they offer as well. Joanne's going to be on our program next week, talk a little bit more in depth about some of their products and the service that they provide. But for protection and security and convenience, nothing like having a Hydrohoist. They invented the thing, the hydro pneumatic lift. They did it. You can get them now in black or blue. They'll bring them to you. Tanks now available in that original blue color, but you can order them special order, no additional charge, in black. 4 miles down on your way to Camdenton from Osage Beach, you'll find them right there on Highway 54 in Lynn Creek. For more information on the products that they carry, boatlift.com, or call Joanne Clark at 573-346-7505. All right, let's push that button right there. Yeah, we'll get Tim back on the Boat U.S. guest line with us here this morning. Tim, I want to carry on our conversation a little bit about the smell test. That's a very important thing that doesn't take long to do, and it's a very important step in the ventilation process before you crank up your engines after fueling.
Yeah, it is. You know, having anybody smell, obviously, we've seen time and time again the video clips of people using their cell phone at gas stations and the fumes ignite and I don't know exactly what the cause is, but you know, some speculation is that it's actually the cell phone that initiates that spark. And nice. So or static electricity or any of those things. And with a fiberglass boat, you really don't have a lot of those issues, but we need to be cognizant of that, and I know that from personal experience and with my personal boat that going up lake and even smelling some of the forward compartments, smelling fumes in the forward compartments indicated to me that there was a problem, and of course I had a cracked fuel line. And so, that could have been a disaster, but I kept alert for that smell. And of course, any smell of gasoline vapor or gasoline fumes, indicates that there's a problem somewhere.
We, like you, we recently discovered the gas lines that were going to our gen set. There was a little switch in there that switches from one tank to the other, and you can draw fuel from one or the other tank. And one of those broke loose. And consequently, if I hadn't seen that or been down there, it could have been a real disaster later on. But smelling is a very good tool to use. And then, of course, running those blowers, running your ventilation system 4 or 5 minutes after you're finished with the smell test is always a good idea as well.
Absolutely, and we do a lot of training for our officers, and of course we do run inboard power units on our patrol boats. What we encourage people to do is run it more than 4 minutes, and that's not only at the initial start, but any time you stop and swim during the day for any length of period, you should again initiate that blower period up until the passive system takes over, because when you're just idling, you're really not blowing much fresh air into that system. And so, even if you're idling around in the no wake zone, keep your blower on.
Okay, Tim, I don't want to get too technical for people here, but there's such a thing as the engine room environment. Can we talk a little bit about that?
People have to understand the mechanics of pressurizing their engine compartment. So with the vent hose, what you want to do is you want to pressurize the compartment from the top down. So the heavier fumes, the fuel fumes that collect in the bilge area in the lowest part of the engine compartment, that they are expelled. So you want to have your exhaust hose down in the lower third of that engine compartment. And then you want to have the intake hose, you want to have it in probably like the middle third so that you pressurize that unit. One of the things to be careful with is not running your blower long enough before you initiate the starting sequence, because you can actually have a very fuel vapor rich environment in your engine compartment, and you will not have any explosion. You will not have any fire once the engine starts. But as your system starts providing fresh air to the system, you could actually create the right mix for the explosion after the fact. So some people experience that explosion as they're idling away from the dock, which is very common. So to avoid adding oxygen to that over-rich fuel vapor environment, we encourage running at a minimum of 4 minutes, preferably 5, and continue running your blower as you exit the no-wake area from your marina.
What about PWCs? Now, a lot of people think, well, there's no blowers on those. What are we supposed to do? Because I know we've had a couple of those catch on fire and explode in years past. So anything special there that that we need to tell people about?
They completely run on a passive system, but I think that you should pull off the seat, or in some of the older models, you know, the front engine cowling and smell before you start your engine. And so it's somewhat a different type of a system, but gasoline vapors can be trapped in that engine compartment, and really just pulling off that cover and letting it air out really helps prevent those issues.
Tim Bumgarten is our guest. He's the boating law administrator for the state of Arizona. And I want to ask you another question here. You know, sometimes we get talking about this 4 or 5 minutes of running your blower while you're at the gas dock before you depart or before you even start your engines. But I know a lot of people sometimes feel pressured, maybe by the dock workers or possibly, you know, there's other boats waiting to get into the dock to get fueled up. But you've got to be patient. You've got to tell the dock workers, hey, I'm not starting my motors until I'm confident that I've got everything cleared out and I'm ready to go. Obviously, it would be, you know, dangerous for the dock workers and the gas dock and whatever else is connected to it if your boat exploded.
Sure, and they do have to understand that. And in fact, there's nothing wrong with leaving your blower on during the entire fueling process. So, you know, we talk about you know, making sure everything is off, but you know, the blowers are spark protected, and as long as you buy a marine grade blower, and even lifting off the hatch can reduce the capturing of or the containment of any fuel vapors that would occur during the fueling process. But in most cases, you should not be experiencing fuel vapors during the fueling process, at least you know, from your vessel. You know, obviously it should and hopefully it's not, you know, the fumes are heavier than air, so they're not flowing down into the compartments as well as you had spoke to earlier. But yeah, those are all things to consider. And what are your feelings about that, Bob, in terms of letting the blower run during the fueling process?
You know, I've heard people say it either way. You know, I've heard people say run that blower while you're fueling up. That way, if something does sort of start accumulating in there, it's going to push it on out. And then I've heard other people saying, well, geez, you know, you've got something running in there. It's got a potential for sparking. But, you know, right, when you talk about these blowers, you know, they're ABYC approved, probably Coast Guard approved in some cases. And you bring up an interesting point. You don't want to replace things in your boat and on your motor that are not designed for the marine environment. In other words, you don't want to go to, you know, one of the auto parts stores and pick up a new starter.
Yeah, and that's really common, especially with the high-performance engines. You know, these guys are looking at, you know, 454s and bone engine and blueprinted engines, and these are automotive engines, and they're, you know, in many cases, and so they just put them in a fiberglass platform, and they want to rock and roll on the waterway. And some of that theory has been lost in some cases, but But marine parts are expensive for a reason, and that's because they are spark protected. You know, the alternator and starters.
Well, ventilation on your boat is very, very important, and we hope that you've picked up some good ideas from our guest today. Tim Baumgarten, thank you so much for being with us on the program. If somebody wants some more information about, you know, anything going on there in Arizona, is there a website they might be able to attach and go to?
They can connect up with Arizona's Game and Fish webpage, which is www.azgfd.gov, and go to our watercraft portal. And we do have a number of links that people can find some information about.
Outstanding. Well, Tim, thank you so much again. I appreciate vital information, and we hope that it saves people some trouble and possibly saves your life someday. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks again, Major Tim. We appreciate it so much. The boating law administrators from around the country are getting together this week, so we hope they had some good meetings. Hey, guess what? Captain Dave Anderson from the Lake Tow Boat U.S. Group is right here with us. Coming up next as Bob's No Wake Zone continues on News Talk KRMS. We're at 1150 a.m., 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, and we also have live streaming audio. Catch a link on my website. The landing page is bobsnowakezone.com.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organizations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honor of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Hi, this is Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and I love listening to Boat Radio.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
Down on the boat docks. Bob's down on the boat docks. Let's all find out what's going down on the boat docks.
We're going to find out what's going on down on the boat docks this morning. We're talking next with Captain Dave Anderson from Towboat U.S. here at Lake of the Ozarks, and he'll be on with us in just a moment. You know, screen printing is one of those things that takes a special kind of person to do it. And her name is Kelsey Jackson. She's got a new business called Printed Inklings, formerly Show Me Shirts and Midwest Screen Printing in Camdenton. Screen printing, embroidery work, design, or freshen up your logos for your shirts or koozies, hats, anything like that. Right there in Camdenton on Highway 54 across from the Central Bank. Now, you can call Kelsey at 573-692-5217. That's 692-5217. You can find them on Facebook. They are the official t-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. So come get a shirt. We're going to have some at the In Water Boat Show coming up in just a couple of weeks. It starts on Friday the 22nd, runs through Sunday the 24th over at Captain Ron's. And again, Printed Inklings. You'll see their business right there in Camdenton, Highway 54, right across from Central Bank. 573-692-5217.
It's back. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers September Boat Show Clearance. September 22nd through 24th at Captain Ron's at the 34.5-mile marker. Cruisers, runabouts, performance boats, pontoons, ski boats, personal watercraft, docks, lifts, and all boating accessories. Numerous Lake Marine Dealers with new clearance price 17s, pre-owned and demos, in the water and ready to fire up. $1,000 of free gas given away at the show. For more information, visit OzarkBoatShow.com.
Everything's going to be okay.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Alongside this morning, we have Captain Dave Anderson from Lake Tow, Towboat US, right here on Lake of the Ozarks. And good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, let's see. We're going to talk about the services that the towboat guys here at Lake of the Ozarks provide, but let's back up and start a little bit about talk about the season this year. A lot more boats on the lake. Has that provided more, I won't say opportunities, but more instances where you guys were able to go out and help people?
We've had a very busy summer, and you know, I equate that to more boats on the water. You know, it's been a fantastic summer. I think everybody around the lake has really been happy with the turnout. You know, the people weren't afraid to come this year. They spent a lot of time at a lot of the local businesses, including on the water. And unfortunately, things happen, and you know, but we've been very busy.
Shootout weekend, you had a boat that needed some assistance. Tell me about that.
Well, there one of the boats that was at the shootout, not involved, just a spectator boat. They were taking on a little water and got upstream a little bit, and that's all the farther they made it, and it went down. But we got it pulled up Monday morning, so it's all good.
And everybody was safe.
Everybody was safe, yeah. Nobody got hurt. It was great.
That's good. You know, that was pretty amazing that we had that many boats, and it looked like to us from what our count was from the aerial shots that we did, looked like the largest crowd we've ever had out there.
I've saw some of the aerial shots, and I've never seen that many lines of boats. There was three solid lines, and it's fantastic for the event.
Absolutely is. Tell me a little bit about the organization that we have here at Lake of the Ozarks and sort of how it fits in the overall scheme with Boat US.
Towboat US has been around since 1982. They're obviously a spinoff of Boat US Insurance. It's their towing side. We've been involved here at the lake since 2000. We've got four boats on the lake. We cover the entire Lake of the Ozarks. We concentrate mostly from about the 40-mile marker towards the dam. We do go the other direction, but we don't go up there as often. We've got the boat spread out to where we can get to a boat and get to you as quick as we can rather than running 20 or 30 miles by water. It's a lot sometimes quicker to come by boat or by car to a boat where I can get to you and in a reasonable amount of time. But we've got you know, captain standing by all the time, and you know, we just when you break down, you're, I don't want to say panic mode, but it gets very uncomfortable, and yes, the quicker we can get to you, the better.
So what are some of the services that you guys do provide when somebody, you know, hits the button and gets to you? And I want to talk about the app, too, just a minute. Okay. But what are some of the services that you do provide?
The towing plan provided by Towboat US is that. It's a towing plan. It covers jump starts, out of gas, soft ungroundings. That doesn't mean you park it up on the beach. That means you run getting stuck in a little mud or whatever. And then just general towing. We'll take the boat wherever you want the boat to go, the repair shop, your home shop. We take it where you want, not where we want, not the closest. It goes where you want it to go. If you run out of gas, we carry fuel on our boats. We don't carry a lot, but we carry enough to get you in somewhere. If not, we'll drag you in there. Jump starts, you know, that kind of stuff. Other than that, we do go even beyond that. We do full salvage and everything. You know, if a boat sinks or there's an accident or whatever, we do all that too. Now, that's not provided with your towing plan. That goes to your hull insurance, but we do provide all of those services.
And you work in conjunction with Atlantis Dive?
Absolutely. Tim does all our diving for us. We do almost all our salvage projects we do together, doing it for 30-plus years. He's been doing it for that long, and then we've been involved with him really since the beginning, since we started in 2000.
All right. Now, the Boat US app is really a good one, and it's just been updated recently, and it's a lot more functional, I guess. Got more features.
It's a lot more user friendly. It wasn't the first rollout of it wasn't that user friendly. It is a great app. You can open the app. Once you become a member, you can put all your information in there. You hit one button on the app, it'll call Boat US, and it immediately populates their screen with all of your information, so they know who you are, what kind of boat you have, all of that. All you've got to do is hit one other little button that shares your location, and it'll even send a Google map of where you're at on the lake, so we can find you very easily.
Have you had instances where some of that information might not have been correct, or somebody called you and said, "Hey, I'm in a cove. I see a white house and a dock. Can you come pick me up?"
Yeah. Early on, I didn't have a lot of faith in some of the GPS locations because people's GPS were in different, older units, maybe not updated. Unfortunately, on the lake here, the way the lake winds around so much, there's places the lake's not a quarter mile apart, and if you get a few degrees off on a GPS location, I could be 20 miles from you. So I usually try to back that up with a little, okay, where did you start from, or something. But we're very good at, we've been on the lake, like I say, a long time, and you tell me you're looking at a bridge and a white house, I can probably get pretty close to where you're at.
Okay, very good. All right, let's talk about if someone does not have a Boat US membership and then the additional tow package, What kind of costs might somebody be looking at if you've got to go out and help them?
Well, it all depends. It's all based on the time that we're involved on the job. I'll just be honest. The average call is probably in the $300 range. It can obviously be less than that, and it can obviously be considerably more than that. But that's probably a good average. So it does add up in a great big hurry. I really encourage people, for $72 a year, they can have the Freshwater Unlimited membership, and it doesn't cost them anything. They just sign the ticket. There's no out-of-pocket. There's no deductible. There's no limit. I mean, as long as we're not jump-starting you 3 days in a row, there's no limit. Nobody's going to care. It's part of the service that we provide.
All right. Now, that also covers your primary vessel, but also any other vessels that you own?
Covers anything that you own, anything that's registered to you. If you have more than one boat, if you have jet skis, anything that's registered to you is covered for that $72.
All right. And so I guess the next question is, okay, I want that. How do I get it?
The easiest thing to do is call me, 573-216-4701. I'll sign you up over the phone. Just takes a few minutes. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Towboat US Lake of the Ozarks, and there's a button right at the top of the page that says sign up. If you click that, it brings you right to a very simple menu. You just fill in a few boxes and put your credit card number in at the bottom, and you're good. Our website is laketow.blogspot.com, and it's the same thing. There's a button right at the top of our website that you just hit the button, and it'll take you right to that sign-up page. But call me. I like talking to people.
Yes, you do. Well, Dave, thanks a lot for coming in and talking to us and sharing the information about Towboat US right here at Lake of the Ozarks.
Absolutely.
The Lake of the Ozarks Convention and Visitor Bureau would like to invite you to participate in this year's 32nd annual Fall Harbor Hop on October 14th. Draw cards from over 40 locations all around the lake for your chance to win big prizes and have fun along the way. Find out more information, such as hours and locations, by visiting funlake.com. We look forward to seeing you at the Lake of the Ozarks 32nd Annual Fall Harbor Hop on October 14th. Don't miss out on a day of fun at the lake.
Well, thanks again for joining us on the program this morning. We do appreciate you, Captain Dave. Tim Baumgartner from down there in Arizona. Also, Mike Kanegi with the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers. Thanks for being on the show. Don't forget the boat show coming up in just a couple of weeks here at Lake of the Ozarks. Harbor Hop just ahead of us as well. And for those of you out there today on the Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine Poker Run, have a great day out on Lake of the Ozarks. Enjoy, and best of luck to you in winning some of those prizes, including that low boat that's going to be given away a little bit later. Hey, for next week, we're working on a program with Smart Plug. We're going to be talking to Terry Gilliland from Smart Plug. We also are going to be talking with Tim Kneeser with the Lake St. Louis Ski Show. Yeah. And more coming up for you right here on News Talk KRMS. Osage Beach, have a great weekend. Talk to you next week, same time, same boat channel.
A quick reminder, I'll be at the Annapolis Sailboat Show in booth M5 with Lynn Pardee and others. Stop by. I want to meet you.